Wir sehen nicht, was die Bürger nicht so pilt ist, wir sehen nicht, was die Regierung schien, was ihr schon fällt. Okay, so just a reminder that next week we'd have a different schedule. We're going to have Tuesday, Thursday, instead of usually we'd be doing Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, but it'll be Tuesday, Thursday, just next week for to have to give a share someplace else. So that's the schedule for next week at regular 10 o'clock on Tuesday and Thursday position. Okay, so like okay, so we were beginning Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and we said that Kli Rishon is definitely Mevashel, and Kli Rishon is definitely has Blias, and Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but in Hilchos Shabbos, they could we next year we could talk about this. That certain things are Mevashel, even Kli Sheni, the Kali Habishol, things that are easily. But the question whether Kli Sheni is has Blias, so that was 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. And Machmir, to assume that it has Blias. And then we discussed what's the status of a Dover Gush. Because a Dover Gush is a solid thing. But normally, when it goes from Kli to Kli, it goes from Kli region and becomes Kli Sheni. But maybe that's only by liquids. Maybe by solids, it can transfer as long as it's still hot. Obviously, if you have a piece of chicken that cooled off, it's not a Kli Rishon anymore. But as long as it's still a status of Yatzar lettuce bowl, then it's called the Dover Gush. And so what do we say? That the Marshal is famous for his Chumrah, and a Dover Gush is considered always a Kli Rishon. And we said it's also the Issur v'Heter. And the Marshal and Issur v'Heter give two different reasons. The Issur v'Heter says because a liquid gets cooled off by the walls of the Kli that it's in. The solids doesn't have walls. So that was the pshat of the Issur v'Heter. And the which we call the Marshal says a different word that the stam, a liquid, is ma'ariv more. So therefore, whereas the heat is more compact in the solid, and therefore nothing to do with the walls, and therefore that was his claim. But we saw that the Ramah doesn't hold from this whole thing. The Ramah shita was that just like when you go into a different kli from goes from kli rishon to kli sheni, so too what? So too by a Dover Gush, it's also cliché once it's in the second. So that's what everybody always says. He thinks the Ikaret Din is like the Ramah, and the Moshe writes. And the other thing is just a what? It's just a chumrah of the Marshal. Okay. Now there is a couple of other interesting things here in this. So take a look at the Pre-Chadash. What page? What? With the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says on page 4, "Ezel kolot baruch kol shahur mahalach tachtov." So simple pshat means what? What is the ultimate kli rishon where the fire is underneath? Kol shahur mahalach tachtov. So the question is, what about? So that's a kli rishon. It's on the fire. But what about something that was on the fire now taken off the fire and still hot? That's not a kli rishon. Well, that is a kli rishon. You don't really assume that is a kli rishon. let's track that the Yerushalmi says what kosher or halakhtachos. So we should look at the three chadas, right? What page? Over here?
Eight.
The pre-chadash in Yoredeya, the pre-chadash in Archaim is the back of the Shulchan Aruch. In Yoredeya, it's a separate sefer. Except if you have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. Friedman Shulchan Aruch is probably one of the best things that happened to Judaism in the past decade, as the as Friedman Shulchan Aruch came in. You know what I'm talking about? No, not the Tzuras
Adav.
It's the big ones. Most of them are black covers. Do they have the Friedman
Square?
Do they have them in the Space Brothers?
Yeah.
Well, bring one out so I can show and give you.
I think I
know what you're talking about. If you do, if you don't.
That will be embarrassing.
So the pre-chadosh in the archive is at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, at the back. In your day, it's a separate sefer. And it's printed together with the Paris, it's printed together with the Pre-Tor. Pre-Chadosh or the Pre-Tor? Who's the Pre-Tor? Pre-Tor is none other than the Or Chaim HaKadosh. You know, there's a man who lives in this neighborhood, Washington Heights. His name is Ben Attar. He's a direct descendant of the Or Chaim HaKadosh. We see in the neighborhood. Sometimes you see him in Shank, or he's around. It's a mustache. His last name is Ben Attar. He's a descendant of the. Because the Or Chaim HaKadosh has some halachic works as well, not just the Perush Torah. Or Chaim HaKadosh is something you really should know every piece, but okay, if you don't, you know. But you should know most of them. At least all the famous ones. So he discusses what's pshat in the Yerushalmi that says has to have the fire underneath. I thought even if something that once had the fire underneath is still. So he says, here. Is it the only? Is it this? It's like it. Is it the only one three hundred in the the thing here? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, but it doesn't say free.
No, it's not.
No, it's not this. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if they have it there. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Say it later. Say it later.
Put it back later.
Okay. Say it later. No, don't worry. It's good. No, what's good about this is it gives you all the. You see, the old Shulchan Aruch would say Shut Rashba. If you want to see it inside, where are the Shut Rashba? There's seven volumes of the Shut Rashba. This will tell you which volume, which daf, which I mean, it tells you everything. That's why, and it's clear, the typos, it's a wonderful thing. It's very hard not to look at the old Shulchan Aruch when you have this one. And so this saved the Jewish people. Okay. So there is a pre-chadash. I don't know if it's in this place or let's just see. He says like this, that you're right. It has the ortacht of But it's only a derabanan when it's once it's off the fire. Then it's a kli rishon midrabanan. Once it's on the fire, it's a deraisa. And then when it's no longer at Tzeletes Bo, then it's nothing. And that's the Pri Chadash. But let me just see if it's in this piece or it's in a different one. What did we say, page 4? Page what? 8. Here, let's see. Judah says it's here. If Judah says it's here, it's here. Let us see. Yeah. Time to time. The first word of the Lord is time. See where the arrow is? Go 2 lines on the arrow on the right side, 2 lines down. So it's a drabanan, meaning since it once was on the fire and it boiled, whatever, so that's a real kli rishon. When you take it off, it's still considered kli rishon if it's hot, but only midraban. But the real din kli rishon is the eishes tachtov. So that's the son of the pri chadash. And everyone agrees. But I told you when my friend Rabbi Joshua Hoffman said the Baron Lipnitz, he said he never saw a krum svara in the pri chadash. So whenever I see a prechadish, usually, it's very glatt. He's very glatt. And that's what the Gemara says, that there was, the Yerushalmi says, it was a hachaka that they made. There's a hachaka that they made by, the Yamshel Shlomo has another pshat. We see what page was the Yerushalmi again? You see? Yeah. 1 second. You show me, yeah. Look on the top of page 4. Amar Yona, El also harchek l'kli rishon, lo also harchek l'kli sheni. So they made a hachaka for kli rishon. What's the hachaka? That even when it's not on the ish, it's still also. But kli sheni, there's no hachaka. So that's how the pri chadash learned that Yerushalmi. But the Yamshel Shlomo. You really should know every Yom Tov Shlomo. I don't know if I ever said that before, but I'm telling you now. You should know every Yom Tov Shlomo. Okay, Dietz? Every Yom Tov Shlomo. Okay. So, page 7 on the left. Now, the funeral hakab kivisha shalom reish. So he wants to say another pshat. What does it mean? So Pri Chadash says Hachach Kli Rishon is even when it's not on the Eish, they ask it as long as Yatzo Letis Bo. Yom Shel Shlomo says a different word. The Mestafina Lahakel B'Kli Rishon Shom Al Eish Kol Zman Shehu Cham Afil Ein Hayatzo Letis Bo. More or less. In other words, say you have a Kli on the Eish, but you just put it there. It's not yet Yatzo Letis Bo. But you really should not treat it. You shouldn't put food in it because you can make a mistake if you keep it too longer. It could be that it'll become that it was ready. So don't Don't play games with it when it's on the ace, even though it didn't yet get the Yatzo lettuce bowl, because they're afraid that sometimes you could do it, that it's already Yatzo lettuce bowl, and you violated the Raisa. So that's the hachaka. That when it's on the ash, even before it's Yatzo lettuce bowl, you shouldn't put anything in it. And that's the hachaka that the Yerushalmi was talking about. Whereas the Pri Chodesh says the two Yerushalmis are together. That the Yerushalmi that says it has to be Or Tachtav, that's the Daraisa. But then they made a chumrah, a hachaka, that even when it's not on Gavi Esh, as long as the Yatzo lettuce bowl. But the Yamshel Shlomo says the hachaka that they made was when it's on the Esh, you shouldn't put anything in it because you might put it in too long when it's already Yatzo lettuce bowl. And this is the Yamshel Shlomo at the end of this page, on page 7, he says his thing about Dover Gush. He says, Dover Shein Shaykh Lisheni al Bedover Habisarif. Well, Hatich is Bosser Adaga, Ores Otochem, Shemarin, Chamin Agderi, Mayatso Lettisbo, Dino Kikli Risho. And that is the famous, world famous Yamshel Shlomo of Dover Gush. Okay, then there is a famous Prima Godim. Famous Prima Godim. We're looking at the page one, on page one, on Mem on the base. So, Amar Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. See where the arrows? Give a couple of lines now. Pama Achas, Nechnasti. So, different Nechnas. Don't have to look. Pama Achas, Nechnasti, Achar Rebbe, the base of Mechatz. He went into the base of Merchants and Mikashi Lanichlo Pach Shal Shem and Bambati. The base of Merchants had like a pool of hot water and they wanted to take a Pach Shal Shem, the oil, and put it in a closed bottle and submerge it in the hot water. So what's the problem? The Bambati is a Kli Rishon, there was heat underneath it, like a pool of water. So you want to put, that would be Bishul, right? If you would take cold oil in a jug, in a closed container, and put it and submerge it in the hot water, that would be what? That would be a Bishul. So what did they say? Tol B'Kli Sheini Ten. No, what you should do is, you should take water out, and then what? And then put the oil in the Kli Sheni. Once you take the water out, sort of like take water out, keep it in a Kli, not in the Abati itself. The Abati itself will be a Kli Rishon, and then it'll be a Kli Sheni, and then you can heat it up that way.
Rashi says, Babati kugon brecha asui b'karka shamayim d'chnosim shom v'nei sofer.
So some type of brook that was in the ground and there was heat underneath. So he says, so. So first we have to see the Prima Godim. What page is the Prima Godim? Page 11. Cool. That's another thing about the Ritual Makolo, the Freedom of Shulchan Aruch, that the Prima Godim is like impossible. You know, it's very tiny, and it's very terse, very hard. That's why that was the godless of Rav Moshe Feinstein. They say he knew every Prima Godim before the Friedman came out. I don't think the Friedman came out in his lifetime. Before the Friedman came out, he knew every Prima Godim. That it was very hard to learn Prima Godim. So whatever. So, and we know that Prima Godim in Archaim, Eishel Avram is a parish on the Magen Avram, and the Mishpat Sosov is a parish on the Taz. And he says, nicely, the Rebbe told the Plisheni, Ubin Abati Guma Bakaka Shum Shom Mayan, Chabit Veri Losocha. So he says, so where was the water? The water started by a spring, the Mayan, that, and then it came into a pit. And there was the right. The question is, so why isn't the Abati already cliché? Because it came from the Mayan, and then it went into the pit. When Abati Guma Bakaka, Shahum Shah Mayan Khanitan Tokhab Abati Klirisha. So why is the Abati Klirish? They said, no, now you have to dish it out. Going to have a cliche. No, the Abati itself should be the cliche because the heat wasn't underneath the pit. The heat was by the spring, someplace else, and then it came over here. So that's already the cliche. You hear the Prima Gunim's kasha? So the Prima Gunim has a tremendous chedesh. Well, the ace, Meshicha, have a mimai and have a leambati, dinkli, rishon, shahusar, chacham, yeish. He says, when if you pour something from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni, so normally when you pour something, you pick it up off the fire and then you pour. But what if you pour in a way that it's still on the fire when you pour it? You want me to give you an example? Urn, exactly, an urn. An urn is still on the fire, you press the thing. So the Prima Gunim holds based on the. Some people hold based on the Prima Gunim. If you, when you're pouring, it's still, you didn't pick it up from it, then it still gets the status of Kli Rishon, even when it comes to the second Kli. And the Raya is from this Gemara. And that's why he said, told the Kli Sheni, that Abati itself is not a Kli Sheni, because it was poured, the water came from the original source when it's still, you know, by the Mayan. So that's Brig Yisrael. So if you want to be machmir, not to have sure that it's not a. So then, so the Prima Gunim holds, if you would take a styrofoam cup and press the button and you get water from the urn, what's the styrofoam cup called? Kli Rishon. But only if you pour it to another cup would it be Kli Sheni. Deets, what do you say? What does Deets say?
The styrofoam cup itself is a Kli Rishon
because when it was poured from the Kli, the real Kli Rishon was the urn that's on the right. On the source of heat. But when you poured it into from the urn into the styrofoam cup, you didn't take it off the source; it was still on the source of heat. And you push the button.
We're talking about an urn like the ones with the spigot, or like the ones you actually have to pick up.
No, the spigot. That's what the tolls meant. Have you all?
So, I mean, I've seen people, like, other people do this before, but a lot of times I'll hear that we should.
Well?
There's not really anything about it, but they'll present it as an Indian.
So if they hold it in the head of Kli Shlishi, so then you would have to take it into another one.
Right.
But the question is, what's. So the chiddush of the Prima Gunim is that that's still Kli Rishon. If there was when it was poured from the Kli Rishon, it was still al gabei ha'esh. And he brings a raya because by the fact that the Gemara says that the Abati itself is still a Kli Rishon, even though that's not where the source of heat was. Well, my sheet is why not? You know, what's the big deal? You know, it's a shayla of a daraisa, right? But why not? It's not such a big plumber to keep this Prima Gunim. Now the other thing is on page 28. The question is, what's the status of a ladle? Because a ladle, what are you doing with a ladle? You're putting it in the soup. Say it's still on the fire. If it's still on the fire. So now does the ladle become a Kli Rishon? And then when you pour it out, it's a, you know, what's the status of the ladle itself? My real Hilchos Pesach, excuse me, Hilchos Pesach. But when you do a gala, you have to do from klishon alisha mina klisha bo aroskei b'kli acher. But you shouldn't kasher from the ladle. You shouldn't klishoev. A ladle is called a klishoev. Who klisheni? So the Maril says you shouldn't do it because that's a klisheni. But that's very real. But the Tas says the Me'adim Me'odal said the Me'odal B'Kli Rishon, Hakli says Shetokhev Gam Hu Kli Rishon, because that becomes a Kli Rishon. Let's think about it. The ladle, you put it into the soup that's on the fire, so now it's on the fire. So the ladle maybe is a Kli Rishon. And he quotes a Raya from our Gemara that he says. Why does he have to say Tolba Klisheni? Is it by definition it's going to be a Tolba Kli? By definition, it'll be Klisheni. The answer is no, because that the ladle itself is a Kli Rishon. Tolba Klisheni means take from a ladle, and then from the ladle, someplace else. Because if it's automatically a Klisheni, then it just says Tolba Kli. Wow. Yes, yeah, so then there's it might be a difference between how long you keep it in, but that's a fundamental machlokes. So he quotes that same Gemara, Od Rayim Iperkira, Nichnasin the Rambam of Merchatz, Tol B'Kli Sheni. You can't even almost stop. Tolba Kli. You see his dick? So the Maril said, and a ladle is a klisheni. That's why you shouldn't kasha with a ladle. This is a klisheni. He says, no, the ladle is not, because he sells Tolba Kli. If automatically a ladle, it's called the klisheni. If a ladle is automatically a klisheni, just say it's Tolba Kli. Take it out with a Kli. But he doesn't. He says, Tolba klisheni means. Put the ladle in, and then from the ladle, put it in another kli. So there's a fundamental machlokas between the Maril and the Taz, where the ladle is a kli rishon of kli sheni. I mean, it has a lot to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but it has a lot to do with Yeridei, because whatever is a kli sheni, it's much more kal in terms of you know, with the blius, because the sheet is that there's no blius but klal but kli sheni.
The Prima Gaudim
would also apply to the ladle problem. Prima Gaudim. Yeah, there could be connections to that also. So these are fascinating ideas. That Gemara, the Prima Gaudim, this Machlokas Taz and Maril, and what else did we do before? Oh, the Yerushalmi, Okay, these are fun. Beis Hashem will come in handy when we learn all the Shabbos, but it's also the Yerideh as well. So we're not going to start the next packet now, but on Tuesday we're going to start the next packet, and it has a lot of fundamental yisodos, the next packet, about dishwashers and sinks. We'll see. That could be that sinks come out. Nothing can ever go wrong in a sink. That's what we're going to see. We have to understand why that's true. Okay, so I just have to go somewhere. But okay, so we basically finished packet 28. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we're almost finished. What is it? 32. We're almost finished with the. And then we'll figure out how to do everything. We'll get it all done before you go for wherever you're going. We'll get it done. We'll have a bechina. So it'll be fun. You discuss amongst yourself what you know how much time you need for Zara, what you think. Because the point of Mechina is that you should chazal. It's just an impetus for chazara. It's not an impetus just to give you, you know.
Well, when were the Mechina from? I don't remember where it is. Exactly. Last
you have to ask Paul. So we'll tell you.
Tell you right now.
We'll tell you. Well, so it's a lot of stuff, but a possibility that I can give it to you know, we could continue and I can give it to you after you have the pace up break to stop, or you might want to have it before. Discuss it amongst yourselves. I'm here to help. Just figure it out amongst yourself, whatever you think is going to work. You know, I think there's like, what, four more packets? Three more?
Depends if there's one on, there's some an extra one there. Like
Yom Kippur
or something.
I can't.
No, that's
Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was.
That was
good.
There's
20 Yeah. Okay, don't worry about it. We'll put it together.
Yeah, it's
a question. But just let me know, okay? Let me know. But... Okay. Okay. I apologize. I'm sorry. Okay, so we'll be in touch.
Here's my child. Because it's on the fire, it's not like a flame guy. The guy is more sane than there. She does that once it's on the fire, when she eats off there directly from there, so I still do one. It's not even like a great thing.
No,
I looked at the check, and the check is being paid from.